Energy, Utilities, and Communications Committee for today, August 28th, 2014. We are convened to hear one item, SB 699 by Senator Hill, that's come back from the Assembly, having been amended. Let's start off by establishing a quorum, and then we'll call on Mr. Hill to present. Please call the roll.
Senator Padilla?
Present.
Here, Fuller?
Here.
Here, Block, Canella?
Here.
Canella here, Corbett?
Here.
Corbett here, De Leon, DeSaunier?
Here.
DeSaunier here, Hill?
Here.
Hill here, Knight, Pavley, Wolk?
Here.
Wolk here.
Okay, quorum's been established. Senator Hill, SB 699.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. SB 699 requires the Public Utilities Commission to examine the physical security of the electric distribution system and, as necessary, develop standards to address security risks. I believe most of you are aware of the incident that demonstrated the need for this bill. This was last April at the Metcalf Electrical Substation in San Jose, where snipers shot through a fence and damaged transformers that did quite a bit of damage that caused some power shifting to be necessary. The purpose of this bill is to require the Public Utilities Commission to look at security issues and the distribution system and put standards in place. Interestingly, just yesterday at the same substation, after security work was completed by Pacific Gas and Electric Company, that there was a 45-minute break within their security, and people stole equipment from the facility after their security was implemented, and no one noticed that there was a breach. Supposedly alarms went off. So it requires, in my opinion, that it took 45 minutes to complete, and the alarms that had been tripped either hadn't been noticed or hadn't been properly monitored. So it's imperative that our utilities work to prevent attacks on our power infrastructure and also to ensure that in the event of a prolonged outage, critical public services are uninterrupted. So I believe it's incumbent upon the PUC to oversee that such actions are taking place. So it's within our power to create the most robust and resilient of our grids so that it's no longer an attractive target. This bill will do that, requiring the PUC to take and recognize the fact that security of that infrastructure is so important. I respectfully ask for an aye vote, members.
Thank you, Senator Hill. Are there any witnesses in support of this measure? Any witnesses in support? Seeing none, are there any witnesses in opposition? Also seeing none, questions, comments from committee. Senator Wolk moves the measure. If there's no questions or comments, and there's no suggested amendments in the analysis, I don't believe there's any registered opposition on this measure. Senator Hill forgoes his close. Let's call the roll.
Pursuant to Senate Rule 2910, that the assembly amendments be concurred in, Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Block? Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. De Leon, DeSaunier?
Aye.
DeSaunier, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Knight? Pavley? Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. 7-0.
Seven ayes, no noes. That measure is
Thank
out.
You, Thank you, members.
Senator Hill. And for all of you who are just settling in, this hearing is adjourned.